1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to Altoona Area High School for the second half of our PIAA Girls Basketball 5A second round doubleheader. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Green County pregame show. Tom Drakely beside me, Jason Tenitz, our floor director, Eric Bennett and Scott Donnelly on the cameras, and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township making its 14th appearance in the state playoffs, something that could have been thought nearly impossible back on January 20th when the defending WPIL champions dropped to 7-9. But 9 wins in the last 11 outings have Peters back in familiar territory. The second round for the 9th time in their history and the 3rd straight year to this round of play. This is just the 9th year overall for Manheim Central to reach states, though the Barons are making themselves at home, qualifying for a 5th year in a row. Still, Manheim Central's win at Thomas Jefferson was just the 2nd all-time state playoff victory, but one that certainly caught the attention of the 5A girls teams across the state. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage also brought to you by the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. And by RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. And right off the top here, do want to say apologies to Jim Welsh. They were to be with us on Saturday's broadcast as well, and somehow through operator error by yours truly, we did not have RTI Insurance Services on with us on Saturday, and my apologies. We'll hope that they, from the Washington County standpoint, that we get a chance to have them on this coming Saturday, but that's 32 minutes of game action away from right now. We'll have more on our Visit Green County pregame show when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at cameraforsenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Peters Township comes in at 16-11, Manheim Central at 19-8. though Mannheim Central in a situation similar to that of Trinity, seventh place finish in their district tournament. And you got battles. You got to go on the road for your opening round. Then you finish seventh in your district. You know, you get what you get when you get to the state playoffs. But Mannheim Central certainly said, "Hey, don't overlook us with that win at Thomas Jefferson." The only common opponent between these two teams, Peters Township lost to TJ twice, 65-51, back in mid-December. And then a month later at TJ, 61-49, Mannheim Central, a 43-41 win. Tom, one note on some Barron's background. They hold teams to an average of 31 points a game.
They do, Bob. They hang their hat on their defense. They're big. They have length. And they only score around 40 points a game. So that tells you it's one of those low possession games. But they've got a trio of players that can knock threes down. The two Walters girls and the third player is Madeline Gaiman. Those kids can shoot the basketball. So, you know, depending on how they shoot, depending on how Peters Township shoots, they've got some players that can knock in the tray ball too. This is an interesting matchup because I think Peters Township has an opportunity here this evening.
Mannheim Central started with four wins to open the year, but then went 4-6 in their next 10. Just a real funk there. Yeah. But nine wins in a row put them into the first round of the D3 playoffs. Back-to-back losses to York Suburban, the team we just saw eliminate Trinity, and then lost to Lampeter Strasburg in the first consolation round. Beat Milton Hershey 37-34 to take seventh, and then went to TJ last Saturday and scored the two-point win there, 43-41. Peters Township, meanwhile, you want to talk about a funk. Defending WPIL champion, returning state semifinalist, 7-9 and all but dead. They can't lose another game and make the playoffs. And something happened.
Well, I think that something was the spark they got when they beat Trinity. And they seemed to found themselves. And in talking to their coach, Bob, I mean, Coach Lambert-Berryou said, you know what? We were having a difficult time playing without our big players from last year. We finally decided that this is who we are and this is how we have to play, and have played much better with their guard-oriented team.
And Coach Lambert-Berryou actually backed it up one game ahead of that. He said, we found out against Southern Garrett that we kind of like to play with each other. We could play together. And then they rolled from there, won, eight straight games to get to the WPIL semifinals. Got rolled by South Fayette. Really ran into a buzzsaw there for multiple reasons, which we'll talk about. But then lost the third-place game to Penn Trafford, 54-51. Penn Trafford playing South Fayette tonight. And then Peters went on the road, and a game they never trailed but needed overtime to get the win. They went to Susquehannock and won 46-41. That was Peters Township's 19th all-time win in the PIAA tournament. Take a look at the starting lineups when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And I messed up our timing here on our pregame show here on the Visit Green pregame, and I apologize for that. Other action in this 5A girls bracket. York Suburban already into the quarters. We were the only game in town for a while. York Suburban awaits the winner of Peters Township Mannheim Central. The other two games in the bottom quadrant of this bracket, South Fayette and Peters Township, should be about halfway through their game. That was a 6 o'clock tip. And tipping off at the top of the hour at Fox Chapel, it will be Baldwin and Indiana. Starting lineups when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and the Visit Green pregame show.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Starting lineups being introduced, first of all, for Mannheim Central, head coach Michael Smith. The Barons are 19-8, seventh place finish in District 3. Starters are a 5'4 junior Mackenzie Pearson, 5'7 senior Eden Buckwalter, 5'10 junior Maddie Gaiman, who averages 11 points a game, also 11 points each night out, 5'8 junior Gianna Walters, and a 5'7 junior Lila Walters, averages 9 points and has hit 42 three-pointers. Gianna Walters has 58 trays on the season. And now for Steve Limberiou's Peters Township Indians, looking to keep alive their hopes of getting back at least to the semis where they went a year ago. Starters, 5'6 senior Bree Morial, averaging 13 points a game. 5'6 senior Alina Sopko. 5'10 sophomore Jordan Welsh. 5'6 junior Madden Mell. And 12-point-a-game guard, 5'6 sophomore Taylor McCullough. Alina Sopko with the three ball in overtime at Susquehannock on Saturday put Peters Township in front to stay, and they went on to get that victory. Game officials, Denny Detweiler, Corey Widmar, and Ron Williams. And they are working their jacket folding craft at the moment. There's a method to that. You want it to look perfect, but at some point you decide, okay, I got to get out here with the basketball.
Absolutely. For Peters Township tonight, Bob, I think it's important that Bree Morial gets involved, and I think Jordan Welsh is a key for them from the rebounding standpoint, but also from a scoring standpoint. Those two players must play well, along with Taylor McCullough. They're all capable scorers, and even Elena Sopko. So they got to maintain pace. Try to get this game up and down a little bit because Mannheim Central does not want to run with the basketball.
Morial limited to just 5 points in the overtime win, had a three in the third and two crucial foul shots in the extra period.
good player. She's got to get shots.
Everybody gets their jerseys tucked into their shorts where they belong. And we are set to get this one underway. Ball is in flight, and Peters Township controls the tip. Morial and McCullough. Morial give it off to Welsh. Now the weave hand off to McCullough. Sopko. Madden Mel drives it into the paint. Put it in off the window.
Nice drive by Madden Mel. Normally not an aggressive driver to the basket, but great job recognizing the avenue for her to take advantage of.
Madden Mel, one of three double-digit scorers for the Indians. Shot put up, but blocked. Nice recovery there from Jordan Welsh.
Well, the cutter was wide open. Bob came off a little back screen, and a good recovery by Welsh.
Maddie Gaiman, the shot was blocked. I hate these uniforms, I'm just going to say.
I can't see the numbers.
Yep. I'm with you 100%. Mel, 12. Sopko, 11. Welsh, 10 in the win against Susquehanna. Another inbound play. And this pass is denied, but caught inside the paint. Sopko moves in, held ball, tie up. And we're going to get another end line throw in because the possession arrow points to Mannheim Central.
That's correct.
Alina Sopko, just such a...
She's aggressive.
She's a royal pain in the neck if well, you're on the other team.
She really is.
Ball up top goes to Gianna Walters. Hassled by Bree Morial. Man-to-man defense. Walters picks it up. Gives the ball off in the midcourt. That's Mackenzie Pearson. On the dribble, Eden Buckwater goes back the other way. Morial with a steal, comes down the left side for the lay-in. It's good. 4-0 Peters.
Yeah, nice start for the Indians. Great steal by Morial that time, coast-to-coast for the layup.
Well, the one time that Mannheim Central got the ball in the paint, the shot was blocked on a recovery by Welsh, and after that, there's not been a good look at the basket for Mannheim Central. Separation, McCullough just got far enough away to restart the five-second count. Hard screen, illegal screen. Lila Walters going to get called for this foul, I believe.
Well, I'm glad you can see the number because I still can't see them.
Lila Walters guilty of the foul. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll explain how I can see those numbers because I did the Bentworth soccer team all the way through when they wore black jerseys with little dull yellow piping numbers. Oh, yeah, it was brutal. Sopko to the hoop, misses the shot on the lay-in, and the rebound cleared by Mannheim Central. Pearson ended up with it at the top of the key. But what the trick I learned was figure out who's got pink shoes, red shoes. The pink shoes there is Lila Walters. Walters, been there a long time, has to deal it off. Drive down the near side, step out front. Good job there adjusting by Maddie Gaiman for the bucket.
Yeah, Gaiman's a good player, and she can knock down the three as well.
Averages 11 points a game. Lob to the corner. Welsh take it out to the wing. Near side to Bree Morial. Her floater in the paint rattles up and in.
Well, you know, maybe she's listening to what I said when I said she had to be more aggressive, get shots, and so far so good for Bree Morial.
6-2 Peters Township with the lead. 5.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. There's Gianna Walters. Bounce pass to the left side.
Great defense here.
Spinorama there by Walters, and she can't get free of Morial. This time it's Lila Walters. Got by Sopko. Takes it in deep. Missed the shot. Putback is off the mark. Rebound caroms over the head of Sopko, but McCullough has it. Has Welsh with her. Kick it across. A pass got partially tipped and taken away. Nice takeaway there by Mannheim Central.
Yeah, she should have stopped and taken a shot, Bob. She had a good look, Jordan Welsh. Just tried to pass it across, and great defensive play.
Sometimes you want your players to be selfish, right?
Absolutely.
Ball goes left side from Gaiman out onto the wing. McCullough with a shutdown out there. Gets her body between Buckwalter and the basket. Three ball, no good. Rebound by McCullough, but a steal and a putback. Buckwalter with the putback. 6-4 the count now. Indians were coming out with the basketball, and Buckwalter said, not so fast.
Well, they had numbers, too, if she could have gotten it out on the dribble.
McCullough, Sopko to the corner. Pass back for Sopko is tipped. Hands everywhere on this Barons defense. That's how you play that kind of defense.
Well, they're in a zone, and they're extending it, Bob.
Mel to McCullough. Lob it inside. Welsh tips it to herself. Missed the lay-in. Kept the rebound alive, and Mel's going to grab it in the near corner. Good job there by Welsh. McCullough, dribble drive, takes it clear to the rack and lays it in.
And let's credit that basket to Jordan Welsh for keeping that ball alive.
3:40 to play in our opening quarter, 8-4, Peters Township with the lead. I think we've had like two whistles. Dribble penetration, nice feet across the paint for the lay-in. Once again, it's going to be Eden Buckwalder. She's doubled up her season scoring average here in the first 4 minutes.
They can score on the interior, as you've seen already. This zone, they've got to make sure they get themselves positioned.
Sopko cross court. McCullough feed to the corner. Three ball, Madden Mel.
Madden Mel. I watched their practice yesterday. Madden Mel must have made 7 threes in a row from the corner, Bob. It was impressive.
3 minutes to play in this opening quarter. Peters already with 11 points against a team that averages 30 per game out being allowed. Three ball, Maddie Gieman banks it in off the window.
Well, she didn't call bank, but it's good.
Scores 11-9. Sopko steps through. Shot goes, and a foul to go with it. We'll get the media timeout. Peters Township 13, Mannheim Central 9, 2:36 to play. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry. Streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
And we did not get the media timeout.
You tried to get their attention.
Well, they saw me. They just ignored me.
Yeah,
and both coaches were expecting it. Steve Limberiou yelling, like, aren't we going to the media timeout? But the free throw was missed. And now we're going to get the media timeout. 2:14 to play, opening quarter. Peters Township 13, Mannheim Central 9. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams, we're just chasing sunsets.
Let's go!
Hey, let's get you a little reset here because we didn't get what we thought we were going to get.
Well,
and then we got some help. Thank you to Justin Piles and some other folks making sure the table got the attention of the game officials. 2:14, we get the media timeout. Steve Limberiou even tried to help us media types.
He did. He was up there going, don't I get the media timeout?
All right. Indians with the basketball and a 13-9 lead. Madden Mel with 5 points. She and Maddie Gieman leading all scorers. Gieman, excuse me.
And they have switched to a man-to-man, Mannheim Central.
Mel, three ball, way strong, and a rebound cleared by Mannheim Central. It's Carson Zizet with the rebound there.
Yeah, strong-looking player.
Gianna Walters backs up from the Montreal defense. Now into the corner to Lila Walters. Cut off by Sopko, then crosses over. Sopko gotten away again. Zizit catches down low and scores.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a mismatch that time. Matt and Mel trying to watch her, but did the best she could, just couldn't stop the shot.
13-11. Hand off to Morial, to Welsh. Sopko put it hard on the deck, and ball just ripped out of her hands by Gianna Walters.
She dribbled into the defender, Bob.
Feed inside, catch, shoot, no score though, and Welsh rebounds the miss by Lila Walters. McCullough, little hop step off the window, shot no good, and she looks back looking for a foul. I will say this, she does that a lot, and that's something you got to get out of that habit. You can't, when the shot doesn't go, you can't spend every time going to the officials looking for something.
They're not going to give you any calls, I'm telling you.
Morial, catch. Dribble through the low block out to Mel. Her shot off the window won't go. Gets her own rebound. Chases it up the lane. Hit to McCullough. Far side. Morial was open. Didn't take the three. Mel will take the three ball. Hits it.
I'm telling you, I watched her. She just knocked everything she shot in practice yesterday.
16-11. Peters Township leads. 15 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Patiently across the timeline. And with, I think you got to notice here, there's two lines there. And fans on both sides got confused in the first game about what is and is not. Shot up. They were going to count it, but the buzzer sounds and the shot doesn't go. Peters Township 16, Mannheim Central 11 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak. With 10 essential nutrients, like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy. The nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
16-11, Peters Township with the lead. Indians scored the first 4 points of the game, have never been tied, never trailed. Never trailed in the opening round.
Well, making some shots too, Bob. That's helping right now. And they're playing excellent defense on the Walters girls.
Jordan Welsh, feed Morial. Three ball in flight, hits it.
Man, you can't let her shoot. She's really good from three. She shoots at a 45% clip.
7 points in the early going for Bree Morial. That's two more than she had in the entire game, including overtime on Saturday. Lila Walters deals across, then gets it back. Head fake. Sopko not buying that. Three ball from the near corner. Too strong. Zizit with the rebound. She'll kick it out to the wing. Dribble penetration. Pass hits Sopko in the back of the head, and she's going to turn that into a takeaway. Now scramble her way up off the floor.
Yeah, she did a 360 on the ground.
After she got rid of the ball, she did not improve her position with the ball in her possession.
Yeah, ball hit her in the back of the head as she was falling down. She was able to pitch it over to Bree Morial.
Madden Mel overshoots the bucket on a three-ball attempt. A little high dribble there by the Barons, but Gianna Walters ruled to be legal. Now Lila Walters. Those two combined for 20 points a game. Feed goes down low and goes over the top of everybody to the baseline. And they get Mackenzie Pearson back on the floor. Also Eden Buckwalter, starters for the Barons. Kaylee Brubaker, who did not touch the ball, I don't believe, on that first tour of duty. Minute 15 in that quarter after the end of the break.
Indians couldn't ask for a better start. I mean, they're up 19-11. They're playing their pace, their tempo. But I don't want them falling in love with that three-point shot. Got to still try to get that basketball moving, get it inside once in a while.
And I will tell you, they had a 13-point lead in the middle of the second quarter on Saturday and needed OT to get the win.
Yeah, these leads can go quickly. You know that.
McCullough, pass to the corner, was deflected, and she fights to get it back. And now Morial will go through. Mel feeds to an open. Bree Morial on the sideline.
Wow.
Hits the three.
How about that, Bob? Boy, does she look good shooting the basketball.
This is almost a carbon copy of what happened on Saturday at Susquehanna. Peters Township plus 11 at the moment. Catch, dribble, drive by Gaiman. Nice step around and score.
That's a beautiful spin move by Gaiman.
22-13, Peters plus 9. McCullough deals to Mel. Two seniors among the five starters for Peters Township. Morial is one. She has the ball in hand. Sopko is the other. Sopko hanging out, kind of looking Aaron Rodgers type over in the far corner. Everything else happening. She's just standing there, but now takes the pass. And I'm sure she was standing there because that's what she was supposed to do. And a pushing foul going to be called. And that's Mackenzie Pearson guilty of the foul. Her first, team's first of the quarter. That is just the second foul called in this game.
Of the whole game.
Jordan Welsh, three ball. Spoons out. McCullough tipped the rebound but couldn't grab it. Chiona Walters will bring it up the floor. A little stutter step. Got by Morial. Missed the shot, though, because she was challenged down low by Mel. Feed ahead to Sopko. Protects the ball and then overshoots the rim.
Yeah, didn't hit the rim. Never gave Taylor McCullough a chance to rebound. She was trailing on the opposite side.
Lila Walters drives into Sopko, and it's going to be a floor foul. No bucket. Walking foul on the floor. Two spaces up the lane. Yep, you could see there. Contact was made. The whistle had already blown. And so the floor foul called on Alina Sopko, her first. First foul on Peters in the game.
Yeah, good call by the official there.
4:52 remaining, second quarter, 22-13. Head coach Michael Smith wanting an explanation, and so we hold up for a moment while he gets that. Inbound pass almost hit Jordan Welsh in the back of the head. Entry from Maddie Gaiman, it's picked off, and I think it's Welsh with the loose ball there.
Yeah, hit off her leg. She was able to catch it.
Beautiful crossover. McCullough too strong to the hoop. It's a second shot in a row the Indians have missed coming down the left side.
That must be a bad side. Go to the right side, kids. It's a good drive, Bob. She had a good look.
Ball comes to Lila Walters and now to Gaiman. Gaiman looks inside but can't go there. Take it between the circles. 4:15 to play, second quarter, 22-13. Peters Township with the lead. This is a game that has just had a running clock, it seems. We are rolling.
We are. It's quick.
Last word we had, South Fayette up big on.
Good help defense and a steal by the Indians.
South Fayette up big on Penn Trafford. Morial for three. Well short. Then that one's just going to carry out of bounds. And we get to the media timeout. 3:50 to play, second quarter. Peters Township 22. Vanheim Central 13. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
After the media timeout, Anaheim Central with the ball. Jumper in the circle for Gaiman. No good. Rebound comes way up the lane, and Brubaker able to get a hold of it before anybody from Peters could get there. Dribble drive. Shot blocked out of bounds. Last touched by Peters Township. Lila Walters driving in there. And a nice job there by Alina Sopko with the block.
Excellent job. Kept her hands straight up. Didn't slap down for a foul.
Carson Zeisset checks back in. Her second trip on the floor. Looking for her cutting loose. Pass was tipped away. Controlled by Mel. Lob out. Taylor McCullough down the right side off the window and in this time. McCullough with four in the game. 24-13. Peters plus 11.
I'll tell you one thing. I think Peters has an advantage in their speed and quickness with those guards. They can get out and get some free breaks. It's going to help them.
Loose ball. Sopko has help. Has McCullough there. Pass a little behind her. McCullough's going to wait and reset this. Up top, it's Mel. Welsh back to Mel. Near side. Morial corner, Sopko, the lefty, will dribble it out of that corner. McCullough gets a pick, shot to the hoop, up for three and in. Timeout taken by Mannheim Central. 2:35 to play. First half, Peters Township 27, Mannheim Central 13. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Peters Township up 27-13, a 14-point lead. They led by 13 in the early part of the second quarter Saturday. Now the goal is you get a double. You want to take a double-digit lead into the locker room.
Well, you want to, but here's why the double-digit lead. Bob, they're making shots, making threes. When you make shots, you can get a lead.
Zeisset down the lane, feeds it to the corner. Three ball for Brubaker. It's over top of the iron. Follows, gets her own rebound, missed a shot on a putback, gets her own rebound again. Blocked from behind by Welsh, controlled by Mel. Out to McCullough, the three M's. Madden, Mel to McCullough.
Well, and I love the fact they're pushing the basketball.
That foul on Lila Walters, her second. And Taylor McCullough going to go to the line to shoot two. Indians don't get a lot of foul shots, or at least have not recently. McCullough, 67% free throw shooter, nails the first.
She's off to a great start, shooting the basketball, finishing at the rim, and now she's making free throws. Well, that's the first free throw of the game that was made, actually.
Second shot also good. 30-13, Peters Township up by 17 with 2:05 to play first half.
This is really hard to believe because I know how good Thomas Jefferson is, and they beat Thomas Jefferson on their court.
And Mannheim Central allows an average of 30 points a game.
They have 29.
Shot rolls off the iron for the Barons. Peters Township with the ball and a hand check foul going to be called. If that's Lila, is that Lila Walters? Her third.
That is Lila.
It is. Third foul on Lila Walters.
That was just not a smart foul.
And that's coming gonna bring, out. That's going to bring Mackenzie Pearson in. And I mean, she's going to have to sit for a while with three fouls, but of course you can't let that go because, you know, if you can't compete – without her on the floor, she got to be on the floor.
Exactly.
York Suburban head coach Jess Weaver shooting a little video. Ball knocked loose. Madden Mel catches it. 18-footer spins out, won't go. Rebound, Welsh can't grab it. Tipped it a couple of times, but the loose ball controlled. Up the floor goes Gianna Walters, and she'll miss the lay-in.
The guards from Peters Township are doing an outstanding job rebounding tonight, Bob.
Peters Township going to keep this pressure on. Ball comes to Welsh. Penetrate down the left side and score.
I really like Jordan Welsh. I think she is so good. Only a sophomore.
32. Check that. Scoreboard says 31. Oh, that's right.
That's correct.
It is correct. 30-second timeout for Manheim Central. We'll keep it here while I correct my little score sheet here.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Do you think that big emotional win over TJ is maybe fueling the way they're starting this game, not being in it, really? I mean, I don't know. I think Peters Township's just playing outstanding, and they're shooting the basketball so well. Sometimes when you win an emotional game like that, overtime, the next game, I don't know. You just don't have the same energy.
Yeah, you have that, but and I don't. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in
in
the next 17 minutes. But you know, sometimes Cinderella realizes who she is.
I hear you. Sometimes that happens.
I'm just saying that happens sometimes.
I know, Bob.
You realize you rode to an event in a pumpkin, not in a carriage. I don't know.
We'll see. So far, so good for the Indians.
The other thing is that they've just not had state tournament success. That win on Saturday at TJ was just the second all-time. Now, these girls aren't responsible for what happened in the years before, but it is what is. Zizet misses a shot, contested in tight. Indians with the rebound. Welsh at the side of the lane, ball knocked loose. And we're getting a pushing foul called on the Barons. That's four fouls in this quarter on Manheim Central. They call that foul on Welsh. Wait a minute.
Something happened.
Yeah, they called that foul on Jordan Welsh.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Okay. I wondered why they said 21, because 21 for them is on the bench.
Yeah, and if she gets a foul, that's a technical.
And a miracle.
31-13 Peters, pass to the corner, denied, tipped by Mel, tipped again in the corner, and out of bounds, and Peters Township is going to get the ball back. And Kaylee Brubaker, nothing she could do about that. She's got a pass coming to her, and it gets tipped in front of her in just a split second. You can't pull your hands back.
Yeah.
And tip, out of bounds, and Peters ball. McCullough to Welsh, right side has Morial. Morial drives in inside the line. Sopko splits a double team, flip it back out. Welsh comes to save it. McCullough for three off the rim high, and the buzzer sounds to end the quarter. Big first half. Peters Township 31, Manheim Central 13. Back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Welcome back to the Altoona Fieldhouse. We're at the half, 31-13, Peters Township with the advantage, an 18-point margin at the break. Here's what else is going on. York Suburban, a 35-30 winner over Trinity. York Suburban awaits the winner of our game. Also in this 5A girls bracket, and I thought I would have had a final score by now, but I do not. But South Fayette was up big. Up big on Penn Trafford, 54-25, fourth quarter, about halfway through. So South Fayette, the defending state champion, is almost certainly moving on. And the Lions will take on the winner of the Baldwin-Indiana game. That was a 7 o'clock tip at Fox Chapel. 4A girls, Bel Vernon and Blackhawk, tipping off at right about now at North Allegheny. 6A boys, Upper St. Clair and Red Lion, tipped a bit ago at Hamburg. Well, you should be getting that final score very shortly. 3A boys, South Park, Bishop Guilfoyle, that's a 7:30 tip at Indiana. And Seton LaSalle, Westmont Hilltop, at 7:30 tip at Norwin. We do get that Upper St. Clair, 62-45. The Panthers roll on, 62-45. And North Catholic, a 63-51 winner. That's over, what, Harbor Creek, I believe. Yeah, I don't have that one written down here. Okay, we're good. Thank you. Those guys, these kids with this technology, they're pretty incredible.
I stay away from that.
Man, O'Day.
I'll make mistakes, I guarantee it. So I stay away from the technology. Bob, I'll tell you what a great half for Peters Township. They're getting the ball out. They're beating them down the floor for layups. And they're making three-point shots. That's a recipe for a W. Now, second half can be different. They've chased them out of the zone with their shooting. And, you know, if they just make a couple of shots, they got this thing where they need it.
All right, I'm gonna. You're not a coach. You're a radio broadcaster now, and I want to ask you this.
Sure.
Peters hangs on and goes on and wins this game.
Yes.
Match them up with York Suburban.
Oh, boy.
The big girl inside, Homasak. Creates problems.
Well, she's going to take the drives away. Yep. That's number one. They create problems because they have capable shooters, too. But Peters is going to play at a faster tempo, faster pace. They don't. York Suburban wants to play a slower pace. That's a toss-up. That's a toss-up. But we're jumping ahead of ourselves. Well, you got a whole half of basketball, and you saw them lose that lead in their last game. So
I did. You're not a coach, though. So
no, we'll I'm not a coach.
I want you to look ahead, man.
I'm trying, but to keep the coach out of me is not very fair.
I understand. We're at the half here at the Altoona Fieldhouse, 31-13 Peters Township, leading Mannheim Central. We'll take a look at what both teams want to try to get done in the second half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
And we get that final score from Peters Township, South Fayette 58, Penn Trafford 28. So the defending PIAA 5A girls champions extend their season another round and will take on the winner of the Baldwin, Indiana game. That tipped off at about 7 o'clock at IUP. Let me just check that to make sure I'm saying the right thing. No, at Fox Chapel, and 7 o'clock means it was a solo game. It was by itself, so certainly likely to have tipped off. Peters Township back on the floor. No Mannheim Central.
Well, they have a lot to talk about. And if I'm Peters Township, man, I'm saying, look, every chance you get to run the ball down the floor, let's do it. If we can get some transition buckets, keep going.
All right, if you're Mannheim Central, what do you want?
You know, not having seen them play a whole lot, you got to try to get some shots for your scorers. I mean, the Walters sisters are averaging 11 and 9. That's 21 points a game. They have not scored. So you got to get them involved in some capacity. The Gaiman girl, I thought she did a really adequate job going to the basket. Maybe get her the ball in the post, let her do some damage. She's got a size advantage. But yeah, I'm going to credit Peters Township. They're limiting them to one shot. They're pushing the ball as quickly as possible down the floor, using their speed because they're not as big, and they're doing an excellent job shooting the basketball. Now, you can't fall in love with the three-point shot. You just can't do it. We'll see what instructions they received. And Coach Lambert, was very excited about playing this game, and he said, hey, this is house money for us, and they've played great.
You know, here we are on the 11th of March. 7 weeks ago, there's not a shot that anybody outside that locker room thought this was possible.
No, I didn't. You didn't. And I don't think anyone did. They were not playing well. You're absolutely correct.
Second half about to get underway. Peters Township 31, Mannheim Central 13. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Mannheim Central will have the ball to start the third quarter on the alternating possession arrow.
Well, and I think the opening couple of minutes will tell the tale here. I really believe that. If they're going to make a run, they have got to start now, Mannheim Central, because Peters is really playing well. So here we go.
And it'll be Gianna Walters. Deal ahead, lob side of the lane, caught by Brubaker, kick it back out, almost threw it away, but Gianna Walters able to save it there. Ball comes near side, it's Mackenzie Pearson, looks for a cutter, forced the shot up, that won't go. Loose ball, and the Peters Township girls are going to get it. Morial trying to fight out of a three-way squeeze there, and foul going to be called on Mannheim Central.
Yeah, and Jordan Welsh did a heck of a job keeping that ball alive.
That foul on Maddie Gaiman, and the Indians turn the ball over. Getting another look at that, Jason.
Oh, jeez. What was she doing?
Well, Morial looked like she wanted to stop the pass to McCullough and ended up dribbling the ball inbounds. If she doesn't reach and grab it, it's okay. And now 5-second violation, turnover right back.
Kind of a quick five.
Well, check your fouls. They announced that foul on Gaiman as her second.
I have two on her as well.
All right.
Full court pressure here, Bob.
Jump pass across the timeline to Morial. Into the corner to Welsh, and she'll dribble it out. 45 seconds gone here in the third. McCullough crossover trying to get by Pearson, and McCullough is fouled and going to go to the line to shoot two. 7:10 to play, third quarter, 31-13 Peters Township, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
First shot good for McCullough, the second not. Alina Sopko laying on the floor, corrals the rebound, and as soon as she does, Steve Limberiou with the timeout call.
They're just quicker to the ball, playing well.
Quicker to the timeout call as well.
Well, I mean, they've gotten all the loose balls, too, the 50-50 balls.
First timeout for Peters Township.
And I think, Bob, if you're Peters, spread the floor, use your shot fake. You're going to get some driving opportunities, just like Taylor McCullough did on the last possession. I really like what they're doing.
You know, with the way Peters Township shot in that first half, Mannheim has to come out and guard them.
You have to respect it. That's going to give you driving lanes. And I'm sure they talked about that at halftime.
Inbound play. Ball goes too tall, and Welsh couldn't track it down. Up the floor, and a dribble problem there for Maddie Gaiman. And ruling is that Peters Township knocked that ball from behind and out of bounds.
Let's look. No, they never touched it.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, sometimes you just don't see it.
A great look on the face of Welsh, like, no. Mannheim Central with the ball in front court, but down 19. 6:50 to play in the third. Ball to the left wing. Up top it goes to Gianna Walter, trying to find somewhere to go. Ball comes near side to Buck Walter. And now take it to the far wing as well. Contact, players all over the floor. And Lila Walters gets her first points of the game. And now pressure. Sopko got to get it across and does to Welsh. Indians 4-on-3. McCullough for three. It's off the iron, no good.
Yeah, and that's what I worry about, taking that quick three.
32-15 shot put up, kind of lays between the backboard and the iron and comes out. Madden Mel with the ball near side. Morial for three on the nose.
Wow. But I'd let her shoot. Boy, is she good when her feet are set. 20-point lead.
Just two field goals for Mannheim Central since the end of the first quarter.
I'm kind of numb here. I just can't believe this.
They scored only 2 points in the second period. But remember, we saw Peters Township play a game in which they were shut out in a quarter, and they won the game.
That's exactly right.
The game that allowed them to get here. Steal by McCullough. Lob out for Jordan Welsh. The lay-in is good. Timeout, Mannheim Central. 5:16 to play in the third. Peters Township threatened to run away with this one. 37-15. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
30-second timeout for head coach Michael Smith. And opportunity here. Do want to say thank you. Both of these coaching staffs really bent over backwards to make sure we had everything that we needed to do our jobs here, and that is to bring you the action home. That isn't always the case. I had a game last night where certainly one side did, but the other side just ignored all requests, and okay.
Coach Lamberio has been great with us. I mean, and I got to watch some of his practice and talk to him last night, so I felt really good about that.
Anaheim Central in front court, but they are down 22. 37-15 Peters Township. Gianna Walters on the entry pass is denied by McCullough and now controlled by Morial.
The defense, too, has been stellar, Bob. Their hands are on every pass.
Taylor McCullough kick it to the left wing to Madden Mell. What a big first quarter she had. 8 points for Peters to set the tone in this one. Sopko, and now to Mel. She's going to the hoop. Lost the handle. Shot was blocked and controlled underneath by Buckwalter. Up the near side on the dribble, it's Maddie Gaiman. Gets to the top of the key, backs up. Feeds it off to Mackenzie Pearson, but she can't get rid of Taylor McCullough.
McCullough plays excellent defense, and they're good defensively.
Jordan Welsh riding the defense on Maddie Gaiman all the way in and got away with that. Step back. Gianna Walters misses the three. Caught on the air ball. And the putback attempt missed. McCullough to Morial. Ball fake. Feed it back out. Madden Mell open for three. It's good.
Oh, my goodness. Bob, they're shooting so well. Some nights you just shake their hand and say, hey, you're nothing you can do.
Timeout. Manheim Central, 3:42 to play. Full timeout. The Barons trying to stop the run here. 40-15 Peters Township, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics 412-655-4660. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
3:42 to play here in the third quarter, and the next whistle we'll get the media timeout as well. But Michael Smith feeling like he couldn't wait any longer.
Well, he had to use it, and he's probably just shaking his head saying, never expected him to be able to shoot like this.
Across the timeline, ball into the far wing, and McCullough reaches in, knocks the ball loose, and now thrown away. Bree Morial going in, late chase, but Morial with the lay-in. She's got 15.
And that's a turnover and leading out to another direct drive. Bob, when you play like this, you're going to be hard to beat. I'm really shocked.
Morial tries to turn Gianna Walter around. Walter keeps the dribble alive. And now out to Gaiman. Reach across by Welsh. Feed to the baseline. Zizet down to the corner. And a three ball up and in for Gianna Walters.
Boy, they needed that. They had been struggling. Here's full court pressure.
42-18, Peters plus 24, and the pass is tipped at midcourt and controlled by the Barons. Feet ahead, all alone. Dribble drive to the hoop. Shot won't go. Blocking foul called. Maddie Gaiman's going to go to the foul line when we come back. 2:37 to play, third quarter, 42-18. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy.
If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Maddie Gaiman will go to the foul line. She of the mismatched shoes. One pink, one blue. Two free throws coming. First foul shots of the game.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
For Mannheim Central. First one right on the money. She doesn't waste any time when she gets the ball.
No, she caught it and shot it like she was on a time.
2:37 to play, third quarter, 23-point lead for Peters Township, trying to get back to the quarterfinals. Second shot also good. A little bit of a run here for the Barons. That's four straight points. Check that, five straight points, and now a loose ball. And the Indians trying to save it. And a foul as Welsh is knocked down hard in the corner. Now, question, do we have a timeout before?
Yes.
We had a timeout before the foul, so there is no foul. 30-second timeout, Peters. And I don't doubt that Steve Lemberrio was screaming for a timeout the second time Welsh got the ball back because the 10-second count continues. And so I'm not surprised that that was going on, but we did not get that very clearly. But Peters Township will keep possession. And the Barons will be saved a foul there.
Well, the pressure actually has bothered Peters Township. It shouldn't, but it did. And I'm sure they're talking about meet your pass, get it to the middle of the floor, stay out of trapping areas. Unfortunately, Peters Township dribbled right to the trapping areas the last two possessions.
2:27 to play in this third quarter. Peters Township 43, Mannheim Central 20. Indians will get the ball inbounds, but again, this full court pressure trap. Sopko and Morial
get it
will
over.
Beat it. Lob it ahead to McCullough. And she'll dribble to the elbow. Kick to the corner. Mel, catch and shoot a three. It's off the back of the rim. McCullough tried to keep the rebound alive, but Gaiman ends up with it.
That was a quick contested three, Bob.
2 minutes to play in this third quarter. Oh, Gaiman got away. Maybe kept that pink shoe planted on the deck. Drive into the paint and a foul going to be called. And I think Sopko going to pick up the foul. That'll be her second foul. 1:53 to play in this third quarter. Get a little helter-skelter and sometimes that lets people back into games. First foul shot. No good for Gianna Walter.
Well, that was a very quick shot. I mean, I know Madden Mel was open, but she was contested. I just don't think you take that shot.
Walters hits one of two. She has 4 points in the game, all in this quarter. And don't look now, but it's 42-21.
Making a little bit of a run, which is what they have to do.
Yeah, that's six straight points. Indians try to answer that. McCullough misses in tight against the rack. And the ball caught on the weak side there by Carson Zizit. Ball into the hands of Kaylee Brubaker. She'll pick up her dribble. Wants to get it to a Gaiman. Mel guarding Gaiman, saying, come on, if you're going to shoot, you got to get closer than that. Morial deflected a pass intended for Gianna Walters. Ball now to Lila Walters. Into the paint, off the window and in. Foul called on Alina Sopko.
Well, they're making a run. I don't like what I'm seeing from Peters Township here.
Lila Walters with the deuce and a foul shot coming.
I don't understand with a big lead why you need to come down and shoot a three quickly. I don't get that. I know you've made them, but play your clock and score.
Free throw is good. Make it 42-24. Lila Walters with five. Mel will sprint across with the dribble, finds a cutter, Welsh to the lane, Zizek late to the party, and Zizek going to pick up her first foul, and two free throws coming for Jordan Welsh.
And that was a nice pass that time by Madden Wells. She had a good angle. She drove down the baseline, and Jordan Welsh wide open.
Welsh at the line, first shot good. She is an 83% foul shooter.
And you got to feel pretty good when she's shooting free throws. Excellent form, great release.
Second shot also good. First points for Peters Township in about 2 minutes, 44-24. Gianna Walters on the dribble, and Morial turns her a couple of times, looking for a back cut, denied. Mel comes out with a basketball, and a ball knocked out of bounds. No, it is not. Walters did not touch the ball, but I think she touched Mel. Let's see here. Yeah,
oh,
two
yeah.
Hands right to the chest.
My goodness. See, I don't understand how you missed that. You got three officials out there. The one official was right there. Man.
All right, 41 seconds to play third quarter. Peters Township up 44-24.
Got to play solid defense here. No easy shots. Oops.
Ball goes to Lila Walters in the midcourt circle. 25 seconds, running clock. Walters shot partially blocked by McCullough, controlled by the Indians. And across the timeline comes McCullough.
Now, if you're smart, you hold for one shot.
And one of those smart pieces, the substitution, Sopko to the bench, and Caitlin Malloy on the floor. Saw a lot of minutes in the game on Saturday. McCullough hassled. Ball taken away. Lob it ahead. Zizek running out of time. Going to get it off her hands, off the window, and miss. Peters Township 44. Mannheim Central 24 after 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Partner, I think both you and I are missing 3 points. Oh, no, I see him here. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. One more look at that. McCullough hit a three ball, right?
Yes, she did.
She did, yes.
And they have seven for the game.
That's what I'm missing.
Five in the first half, two in the second half. Now, Bob, clock and score. You're up 20 points. You have possession of the basketball. You do not need to shoot a three-point shot. They're going to trap you all over the floor because Peters has shown that they can. There again, they lost the ball. She walked. She dribbled right into the trap, Taylor McCullough, and picked her dribble up.
Well, the Indians give the ball back, and they give the arrow up.
Got to move the ball on the pass. Get the ball to the middle of the floor. Look opposite. They worked on this exact thing yesterday in practice.
Near side, three ball in flight. Finds the bottom of the net. Maddie Gaiman starting to warm up.
Well,
she's got 5 points.
Don't look now. This game's not over.
44-27, 7.5 to play. The ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Barons. Ball right on the sideline. Morial dribbles out of trouble and then weaves around the defense. And the ball off on the far side to McCullough. And a pass across the top. Too tall and out of bounds.
Bob, you saw them blow a big lead the other night. Similar?
Yeah, it looked different, but the defense was different than what they're seeing right now, and this defense is causing them some trouble. I think they got to get back to playing their regular game and not, I think, trying to stall and.
Oh, that's a foul!
Walters, Gianna Walters just knocked Bree Morial down. We saw a foul earlier that wasn't called. Rebound tipped around in the paint. Cleared there by Caitlin Malloy. And now the Indians want to run. 3-on-2. Morial catch. 3-ball in flight. Good.
She's the only one that I would let shoot a three right now. She has 18, Bob. That's 8 threes in the game for the Indians.
47-27. Lila Walters to Gianna Walters out on the wing, covered by Morial, who works through a screen, pass onto the wing, and a push foul going to be called over on the far side. Looked like Jordan Welsh may have lost her balance
there. Yes, I think she did.
And you know, yeah, you didn't mean to, but yeah. You did contact, and foul is her second. Team's first in this quarter. 6:20 to play. Peters plus 20.
Peters got nice minutes out of Caitlin Malloy.
Did the other day as well.
Steady, no mistakes. That's what you want.
Yeah, Peters the other day led by 8 at the half, by 6 after 3, and then just struggled to close it out there in the fourth. This time they get a steal after the foul, the inbound play, and they get the steal and possession in front court. McCullough got separation. Morial to Sopko, who checked back in on that stoppage. Mel straight on look for three, just a hair too strong, and Welsh rebounds the miss and brings it out.
Don't have to rush her, kids.
Sopko steps through, took a bump, shot won't go, but she's going to the foul line. Has not been a great place for Elena Sopko, but she hit them down the crucial part of that game on Saturday.
Well, she shoots at a clip at 59%. Yeah. Got to make one of two.
Sizett called for the foul. Free throw for Sopko. Short. She has missed twice today. And she missed, and I apologize, she missed both foul shots. Had an and-one opportunity in the overtime. Missed that. Had missed the same situation late in the fourth quarter. But gets one of two on this trip. And as I've said many times, to be brutally honest, one of two over the final 6 minutes will be plenty for Peters Township to win this. Ball tipped by Morial, controlled by Mel. Ahead to Welsh. Zizit chasing, and Welsh gets the lay-in.
Nice job by Welsh to check where the defenders were and finish it.
50-27. Peters plus 23 with 5.5 to play. Lila Walters gets across the timeline, one to try to run this to the hoop, has to feed it out, pass off the mark, but saved, and a travel call against Kaylee Brubaker.
I think he called double dribble.
Yeah.
Well, travel, double dribble.
She didn't dribble, so, I mean, and you can, on the first dribble, push it to the floor with both hands, so. Jason, do we have that? Okay, we don't? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see it, Bob.
I didn't. I mean, there's no way that was double dribble. She didn't put her hands on it, both hands at the same time, a second time after throwing it. I mean, the whistle came so quickly. Sopko to the corner. Welsh will dribble out of that trouble area. Lob to Sopko, avoid the trap to Welsh, and now play keep away. Ball over the top to McCullough. That pass just got through.
Nice job getting the cutter to go. That's good. Good, smart basketball. That's not a good pass.
Sopko's pass was tipped and saved by Welsh. Lob it across. Bring it to McCullough. Splits the double team and now feed it off Mara Radulovic on the floor for the first time. Sopko for three. It's off the rim. Radulovic tips the rebound and knocked it out of bounds. Radulovic did not get a lot of minutes on Saturday. in the win at Susquehanna.
Well, I'm sure they're getting her in there for some rebounding because of the size differential. But Peter's in good shape right now. Up 23.
4:35 to play, fourth quarter. Winner will take on York Suburban, and if it's Peters Township, I would think we might be coming right back here on Saturday. I know we're coming here Friday for Dallas Town and Cannon McMillan and the 6A girls.
What else do we have to do, right?
Hey.
I love it.
I love doing basketball in March, baseball, softball in June, football in December. Teams I care about playing for championships. Jumper up and good for three. Kaylee Brubaker's first point of the game. Points make that 50-30. So we click under 4 minutes to play. Ball goes ahead. Reverse layup scored for Jordan Welsh on a feed from McCullough.
Jordan Welsh has played so well tonight. Well, they all have. But, boy, that was a nice move. Little reverse layup to avoid the block shot.
3:35 and counting. On to the right wing to Gaiman up top. Lila Walters can't get the three ball to go. And good job to get rid of the rebound. Falling to the floor was Jordan Welsh. And she's falling to the floor and gets rid of the ball before it gets called for traveling. Sopko catch and move around the defender. McCullough drive, kick it back out. Sopko trying to get to it. Ball knocked loose, and Sopko's
nice.
Going to take it away from Gaiman. Far side, three ball, McCullough, air ball, or excuse me, it was not McCullough, it was Welsh. And McCullough rebounds on the near side but can't hold it. Media timeout, 3:03 to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township, 52, Manheim Central, 30, here on the WJPA Sports Network.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
3 minutes to play in the game. Peters Township up 52-30. The most points Manheim Central has allowed in any game this year.
Well, when you shoot the way Peters Township has shot the basketball, you're going to put some points on the board.
Lila Walters deals to the right side. Get it to Buck Walter. Top of the key. She'll back away, and now Radulovich comes out when the dribble is given up. Cutter. Lila Walters, and now shot top of the key won't go. Radulovich rebound, tried to feed it out. Didn't see a hand in the way. Tip, but saved by Sopko.
Yeah, Radulovich, nice job off the bench to get some rebounds here for Peters Township.
Sopko and McCullough go back and forth. Diagonal pass. Morial tips it, comes back across. Three ball McCullough off the iron. Radulovich tips the rebound and will get it. Finds a cutter. Sopko down the lane. Missed the shot. Radulovich put back. Won't go. And a rebound knocked out of bounds. It was last touched by Manheim Central, but they're going to rule off Peters Township.
That's about three times that they gave the ball to the wrong team, but we're not going to make a big deal over that. How about Radulovich on the boards here?
Maddie Ross checks in. Morial comes out of the game. Another substitution. Jayla Kendall will check in, and Jordan Welsh will come out.
Well, I'll tell you what, these Peters Township kids did a great job.
Manheim Central ball, 1:52 to play in the game. 52-30, Peters Township going wire to wire and back to the PIAA quarterfinals. Top of the key, it's Lila Walters. Lob pass into the paint, well off the mark. No chance there for Buckwalter to get that. Indians get it across the timeline. Maddie Rost with the ball in hand now. Brings it near side to Taylor McCullough. Dribble out of traffic. Finds Sopko. Deal left side to Kendall. Underneath, Radulovic misses the bunny.
Ah, she had a good shot. Great pass. A little too strong on the release.
A couple of point-blank looks here in this fourth quarter for Mara Radulovic. Walters to Walters. Shot blocked by McCullough. And she almost got tackled. Long pass ahead. Kendall can't get there in time. And the ball out of bounds.
I'm just still a little bit in shock at how well Peters Township has played tonight, Bob. If you'd have told me they were going to win by 20-plus, I'd have said, no, I don't think so. This team beat a good Thomas Jefferson team. Just goes to show you on any night. And when you have players who can shoot and dribble, you can be dangerous.
Under a minute remaining. Ball into the paint. Tiana Walters able to catch and score. Lena Bolin on the floor. And a foul called on Manheim Central for Gianna Walters. Averages 11. That was her fifth and sixth points of the game.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job containing their scorers here. But and they've done it with a man-to-man defense.
And Walters called for the foul. Checking out is Eden Buckwalter, senior for the Barons. Only senior among those in the play rotation. Radulovic finds a cutter to the hoop. Score it. I believe that's Jayla Kendall.
Yep. Nice finish by Kendall.
And a nice feed from Radulovic as well.
I think Radulovic has played really, really well in their limited minutes, but just done a nice job.
15 seconds to play. Gianna Walters for three. Rattles out. That one was almost down twice. Caught underneath the rebound and shot put back. And a rebound there for Kendall. And Gianna Walters going to foul her. Second foul in the quarter on Walters. Third in the game, or third in the period on Manheim Central. Just 6/10 of a second left to play. And Peters Township going back to the PIAA quarterfinals.
You know, let's not forget, Bob, they had experienced guards. And they found their way.
Peters Township 54, Manheim Central 32. Our recap coming your way when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Welcome back to the Altoona Fieldhouse, where we're going to get a chance on Saturday, almost certainly coming back here. And when that happens, we'll see Peters Township take on York Suburban. And it's not often that we get to do games in the state quarterfinals where we've seen both teams.
We have. We got a great look at York Suburban. I'm telling you, it's all matchups, too, but Peters Township can play with them. Will they shoot the ball the way they did? Will they be able to get down the floor the way they did? I don't know. Their coach, Jess, was watching this game, and so I'm sure she'll be prepared. I know Peters Township will be prepared. But what a great opportunity.
Peters Township scored the first 4 points of the game, traded buckets back and forth, but a bunch of the buckets for Peters were three balls in that opening quarter. Check that, a couple of twos and multiple scoring, and they did get two threes from Madden Mel in that opening period. Led 16-11, pushed it out to 31-13 at the half as they held Manheim Central to just one field goal in that second period, and then outscored the Barons 13-11 in the third, 10-8 in the fourth. And Peters Township gets the 54-32 victory. That'll put Peters Township into the quarterfinals for the fourth time. Went to the quarters in 3A in 1994, and then didn't go again for 25 years. On the road to their only state basketball championship quarterfinal meeting with Norwin, and then in the quarters a year ago when they beat Cathedral Prep 35-25 before falling in the rematch with South Fayette after beating the Lions in the WPIL finals. South Fayette got revenge in the state semifinals. But fourth time to the quarterfinals for Peters Township. For your for Manheim Central, the road ends with a second-round loss, just the second time in nine appearances that they've made it to the second round, but come up short. And Peters Township just too much from distance, and then that opens driving lanes and able to take advantage of the situation tonight and move on to the quarterfinals. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And with the balanced scoring for Peters Township, their leading scorer, 18 points in the game, 4 in the first, 6 in the second, 5 in the third, and 3 in the final period. Our player of the game is Bree Morial. And, Tom, you said in our opening that she really needs to be involved.
Well, I stand by that because she's such a good shooter. So you got to find opportunities for her. And when she gets her feet set, Bob, she's as good as anybody I've seen all year long. And credit to them for being able to get her shots. But I think Jordan Welsh played an awfully significant role, along with Taylor McCullough, Maddie, Madden Mel. They all played well. So when they all play well, you're going to get this kind of a result.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by RTI Insurance Services. Proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on, trustrti.com. By Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We have Pirates spring training action for you tomorrow night on WJPA AM as the Bucks take on the Braves, airtime 6 p.m. Then Friday, back to the state playoffs as Cannon McMillan takes on Dallastown in the 6A girls quarterfinals here at Altoona, and I believe that is a 6:30 tip-off. We'll have it for you on WJPA-FM. Thanks to head coaches Michael Smith, Steve Limberiou, and to their staffs, to athletic director Phil Riccio, and the entire crew here at Altoona. For floor director Jason Tennant, Scott Donnelly and Eric Bennett on camera, and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From Altoona Area High School in the PIAA Girls 5A second round, your final score, Peters Township 54, Manheim Central 32. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.